Daily Light, June the 11th, morning. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger for ever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. You have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. But now in Christ, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Luke 15:20 and Psalm 103:8-13, Romans 8:15-16, Ephesians 2:13-19. Daily Light, June 11th, evening. Behold, I am making all things new. Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh, and give you a heart of flesh. Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. The new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. You shall be called by a new name, that the mouth of the Lord will give. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come to mind. Since all these things are thus to be dissolved, what sort of people ought you to be in lives of holiness and godliness? Behold, I am making all things new. Revelation 21:5 and John 3:3, 2 Corinthians 5:17, Ezekiel 36:26, 1 Corinthians 5:7, Ephesians 4:24, Isaiah 62:2, Isaiah 65:17, and 2 Peter 3:11.